You're listening to the Maplewood Happy Hour podcast, hosted by Zach Householder and Alex Sutton. Mostly sports, always fun. Thanks for tuning in. Your happy hour starts now. What is up, everyone? Welcome into Maplewood Happy Hour. This is our brand new off-season podcast. We're super excited to launch this with you guys. We're going to talk in this episode a little bit about what we're doing or planning to do with Maplewood Happy Hour and our new media brand, MW Media, which is our umbrella that kind of covers both A to Z Fantasy Football, which is a podcast Alex and I started back in May or March. I don't remember, one of the M months. And then what we're planning to do with Maplewood Happy Hour moving forward, how those two things are going to work together, and what we're just looking to do with a second podcast. So, Al, how are you doing tonight, dude?
Spectacular. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited about this. This is an idea we talked about months ago, really. A to Z Fantasy Football kind of just popped up. This one we've planned for, so I'm excited to see what we can do with it, especially now that we already have our toes a little bit wet in the podcasting space. So what does Maplewood Happy Hour mean to you? I guess let's start with the name, Maplewood Happy Hour. So you actually came up with this name. Let's kind of dive into the history of the name and why this name was kind of a perfect solution for us for this podcast.
Maplewood Avenue is the place that I lived my entire college career. And it's just a place I have a bunch of memories at. And, you know, you lived there along with Neil and Dylan. So there was a lot of drinking that went on there and a lot of fun. So, you know, just a lot of us sitting around and talking shit to one another and talking about anything and everything that was just going on in the world, which is basically what this podcast is kind of geared towards, and sports. And so what better? And typically we do these podcasts, we both have a beer. So, I mean, there's no other way, or was no other name that was better fitting than Maplewood Happy Hour.
Yeah. We tossed around quite a few, and this one just felt right immediately. And you and I both just like, that's the one. So our logo is the X, the MWHH, that does stand for Maplewood Happy Hour. And you'll hear that once you click play. But yeah, dude, Maplewood Avenue is a place near and dear to my heart. You've been my best friend for 7 years now. And we've spent so much time in that house, video games, fantasy football, sports, life, politics, religion, all of those things came up in that house in one way or another. It was just fun. Those were the best years of my life. And I'm looking forward to doing this. This is one of my favorite things that we get to do together once a week, just to hang out. And we're looking here to bring some friends on, bring some guests on in the future, and just talk and get to know other people and where they come from in life and what they like to do. So we're super stoked to launch Maplewood Happy Hour. It's going to be a work in progress. We're trying to find a voice and put out content we know you guys are going to want to listen to. But for the time being, you're going to get to hear authentic, genuine conversation between two best friends who, I mean, dude, I love you, Al. Like, I've never said that to you, but it's going to be fun. I'm super stoked. I'm very honored to have you as a friend in my life and to do another project with you moving forward.
Let me tell a story, paint the picture about how you and I became friends.
This is amazing.
So I graduate high school. I apply to Ball State. I don't get in, right? Only school that I applied for, it was the only school I wanted to go to because that's where my friends were at. Like, I had this living situation already set up at Maplewood. At the time, my boss, who is my boss now after college, but he bought this house. His son and I, Richard, had been best friends since like the second grade.
Shout out, Richard.
Yeah, shout out, Richard. And so it's me, Neil, and Richard working for his dad this summer. Or the summer was the summer before my senior year. So it was the summer after their senior year, because they're a year older, of high school. And so, like, we're all going to Ball State. And his dad's just like, you know what? I'll buy a house. We can remodel it. You guys can live there, pay rent for cheap. And then when we're done with it, I'll just sell it. And everybody was like, yeah, it's a great idea. So they go to Ball State. They come to Ball State. They're living in La Follette. We remodel the house. I end up going to Ivy Tech the first 2 years, knocking out core classes on the cheap because it's a big brain move and I'm a big brain guy. That's just what I do. And so I do my 2 years. I knock out basically all my core classes at Ivy Tech. I transfer to Ball State, finally get in. I'm a Cardinal. What am I going to go to school for? What did I love when I was in school? PE.
Physical education, dude.
Yep. So I major in physical education. I show up day one, first class. You and I are in the same class. All right. I go to my next class. We're in the same class. Then Tuesday, I go to my first class. We're in the same class. And so, I mean, we spent the first two classes or the first class every day together. We were for together an hour at least each day. And so, but I didn't really talk to you, right? So there was a girl that was in our class that I could have told you day one, everybody didn't like. She was a little bit on the rougher side. She was loud and annoying. And so you guys sat like in the back corner. I sat in the corner over by the door. And so we're about like 3 weeks, a month into class. I show up, somebody's in my seat. So what do? I have to pick another open seat. She's not there yet. And so you're just sitting over there scrolling on your phone. I didn't want to be the weirdo sitting in the front row. So I go over and I sit by you. I sit down. I think we say hi to each other. What's up? At this point, though, we know each other's names. And like I'm just sitting there. Class hasn't started yet. I look over. You're scrolling through your fantasy football on ESPN. And so we just start a conversation about fantasy football. And then like in that same class, we have to go to a second location like on Fridays or something and do like peer teaching or student teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so we start carpooling. You lived like four blocks away from me at the time. And so like it was just easy for us to pick each other up. We rotated. We just started carpooling. You bought me a donut like our second trip into it.
Been big brain move there.
Best friends ever since.
Dude, speaking of donuts, then, we used to hang out. Was it Monday and Wednesday every day? Yeah. We had like an hour of downtime. We'd go watch ESPN, play bike race on our phones, and eat a donut from Quiznos, which is at Ball State's campus, if you're not familiar. So, dude, that's a great story from your perspective. I was just the loser transfer new kid who switched his major for like the 14th time, who was in a brand new environment and didn't know anyone again. You showed up and we've been best friends ever since. So I love that story. And it ended up in future roommates. We spent tons of time in this Maplewood house.
Real quick before we go too far. So we carry on throughout the semester, throughout the year, really, even into the spring semester, we have a class because I from fall to spring, I switch majors. You know, I go from PE to sport ad. And so like we don't have classes together. But we ended up taking a class together in the spring. And so like you live over on New York, I live on Maplewood. We play Xbox together like almost every night. I think we were playing Grand Theft Auto at the time. And like you'd have come over to my house and like you had met like Neil, Richard, and Zach. You had met Neil from the Donuts and like Dylan had come to Donuts a couple times. And like you did CrossFit at the time and Neil and Dylan were getting into CrossFit. And then like, this is Neil and Richard's senior year, right? Neil's going to grad school, Richard's moving out. And so we have to find a roommate. And so we're thinking about roommates and And like, we're talking, they're like, what we're going to do? Do we just not have a roommate? But then we have to pay more in bills. And it wasn't even my idea for you to move in.
Who was it?
It was Neil and Dylan.
Good for them, man.
Like you had come over, like we were friends first before you were friends with them. But then like you had come over to the house and hung out with them because of me. But then we were talking, I think we were just sitting in the living room or in the kitchen. They're just like, what about Zach? Like he's moving out of New York. Like we need a place. Does he have a place? I was like, I don't know. Like I can ask. I doubt he wants to live with us. So
dude, couldn't have been more wrong. That was the most fun I've ever had. Tons of stories. And that's, we'll dive into so many more stories from that house on this podcast. That's how this started. That house, that friendship, it is still alive and well today. We talk literally like every day of every week, most weeks. So tons of memories from that house. And then, I mean, ambitions. We talked about this very thing, like just sports media and like what we want to do. We started another podcast recently this year. And I think we're just kind of slowly chipping away at these things that were just ideas years and years ago in that blue house on Maplewood Avenue. So that's kind of the premise and the backstory of Maplewood Happy Hour. We're super excited to share this with you. This is just an intro episode. So this is a glimpse into who we are. We're going to talk about more than just fantasy sports. We're going to talk about more than sports in general. So we hope you tune in. We'll be releasing a podcast every week, kind of sticking to that same schedule. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So thanks for checking out this intro episode. We appreciate your interest. Hit subscribe, leave a review wherever you're able, and we'll catch you very, very soon. So Al, you got anything to send the listeners out with?
No, man. Hopefully this is just a place you can come and kind of get away or laugh and escape what's going on around you.
100%, man. Maplewood Happy Hour is the name for a reason. When you listen, when you click play, your happy hour starts right then and there. Whatever time of day, wherever you're at, you can escape with us into some conversation about anything and everything. So we're looking forward to having you, and we will talk to you guys very soon.
Peace.